This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It continues to seem more likely that Charlie Gard, with his DNA developmental problems, will get that 10% chance at a better life. Britain could allow the experimental therapy if a judge rules so on Thursday. Failing that, the U.S. House is moving to grant his family residence status. And all this began after his hospital, with court help, refused to allow Charlie to leave their care to find other options at his parents' expense. Instead, doctors sought to remove life support. To promote legalization in Britain, an advocate of the grisly practice of arranged early death says he will illegally procure assistance in suicide, likening himself to a carton of milk. 86-year-old Michael Irwin tragically says, "I'm existing beyond my sell-by date." This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, ambulance crews are too often told to violate safety standards as they approach abortion clinics. A Missouri bill wants to change that and is being criticized by abortionists. And Oregon Governor Kate Brown is trumpeting her intent to sign into law a bill both forcing insurance companies to pay for all abortions and to fund abortions for any uninsured women. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.